it's looking like it. I mean, the last report I got, it'll rain early. Hopefully, blown through by kickoff, but you never know. We do know that there should be a decent amount of wind, though. But that's, we'll see. Like we said before, our theory of being all weather could potentially get tested. Yeah, I just saw Hoyer almost get his nose broke. I think both are tough. I think it's something that you have to work on. It's important for the quarterbacks. They have to adjust their grip a little bit, but it's something that I'm sure over time here we're gonna have to deal with. I think it's hard to speak for him, but I would, knowing the type of kid he is, I'd be surprised if it wasn't a little bit of both. Part of him wants to be out there, and then the other part is, hey, this is a good learning experience for me. I mean, he went through it at Texas A&M when he redshirted and was behind Tannehill. Maybe the defensive coaches looked at it that way. As a head coach, you just kind of, the schedule falls the way it falls. We were more, when the schedule came out, it was just all about Pittsburgh at that point. You kind of peek ahead a little bit to see what kind of off-season projects you want to do. But we don't get too wrapped up into, like, which quarterbacks we're facing and when. I mean, he's really very intelligent. I think he's real good with understanding of the offense. And if he has to check a player or change a protection, just the year I was around him, when he was a rookie, I thought he was well ahead of the game from a football aptitude standpoint. So he's intelligent. He can make all the throws. And then he's also a guy that I think he's a better athlete. He's a long strider. He's a better athlete than people think. To me, it looks like it's a very competitive division. I think they interviewed Harbaugh the other day, and he said the same thing. And they're seeing it firsthand because they're starting the season out, which is rare, playing all the division opponents right out of the gate. I kind of got over that when I was in New York and we played against them. That was different. It was tough for me then because my all three of my kids were still school age. They were in school at very sensitive age in Maryland. And when we went down there and got beat, they took a little razzing at school. Had some hurt feelings. So, but now at this point, I mean, it's been what, 5 years since I've been there. So, I mean, Baltimore will always be special to me because that's where I got my start. But I think when it gets to this point, this far beyond it, that there's not that much to it. I did. It's the whole team. Just to give them a bit of a background on if our fans seem a little bit more venomous than usual, this is why. And I think most of the I would have been surprised if most of the guys in the room did know the history, because it's some of these guys were, I think some of these guys were born in the '90s, so it's they have no idea.